This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 19. We're going to learn how to private label some products. What's up, everybody? I got Andy Slammons from Slamazon Private Label on today. He's going to tell his story about how he started selling Amazon about 3 years ago, and in the past year just had an explosion in his business, private labeling products, and at this month currently, he's doing $89,000 in gross sales a month and growing. So I'm going to pick his brain, get him to share as much information as he can with us so you could take action on this immediately. So let's get right into this. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, you are involved with a subject, you know, a business that is just a hot topic right now. You're earning a highly respectable five-figure monthly income selling private label products on Amazon. Could you please take us back and tell us how you got involved with this?
Sure. So if you want the long story, I'll try to make it a little bit short.
Right on.
I'm not a business guy. Originally, I grew up in a house where I have three older brothers. They're all entrepreneurs. They all own their own business. And so the typical conversation around my dinner table at nighttime always revolved around business. I was a sports guy. And so it just wasn't my thing. And so as I was growing up, like, I kind of made a decision. I don't want to have anything to do with business. And so my college major was social work. And so I went to college for social work. I wanted to work with people, wanted to help people, and want anything to do with business. And I was actually a house parent for the last 15 years. I just went full time in Amazon May of 2014. So prior to that, I was a house parent, basically a youth worker working with underprivileged youth for 15 straight years. I started Amazon by watching a friend who was doing it. And so my friend had been selling for about 3 years, and she was trying to convince me to sell. And when she first started talking to me, I thought it was like a multi-level marketing scheme. Have you ever been hit up by somebody like for a multi-level marketing scheme?
Oh, always. It's way too good, you know?
Right. Yeah, so my wife and I, like the first year of our marriage, a guy, I think it was Amway, he came over and he had his folder and, you know, his first words were like, "Tell me what your dreams are."
Nice.
and so, you know, she just kept talking to me. Now, we were best friends with this other couple. And she kept telling me, you know, stories like she was buying books at thrift stores for $5. And now this is 5 years ago.
Okay.
And so she would buy a book at a thrift store for $5 and she was selling it for $150.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And so, you know, they were textbooks a lot of times or, you know, books that were out of print. And so it just sounded too good to be true. So I kept blowing her off. She kept working on me. So I finally started to kind of look into what she was doing. And then about year two, I actually started helping her. And sure enough, I realized, you know, like she was selling these books. Oftentimes she'd go to library sales, thrift stores. And then she started like buying a product at retail stores like Walmart or Target and then reselling that as well. And she was like wildly successful, making really good money. And she was just doing it part time. So 2 years ago, then after helping her for a year, I took the plunge and I started the same way. I started with books, moved to retail, moved a little bit of wholesale. What I realized is the real money is in private label. So that's basically when you can put your label on a, just think of like a generic product, like maybe an iPhone cord. So you can import, you can purchase an iPhone cord that's not related to Apple. You know, there's companies that make them, and then you can make up your own brand for that. And I saw that for the folks who are making really good money on Amazon are the ones who are really doing well private labeling and putting their own products on there. So I started doing that about a year and a half ago.
So a year and a half ago, you figure out about private label. You know that's where the money is. I want to back up just a little bit because you were doing the retail arbitrage. Did you use all your profits from that to start the private label business then?
Sure. So I started initially with about $1,000.
Okay.
And then just kept rolling the profits right back into the business. And a lot of times, you know, if people are interested in getting started selling on Amazon, I'll point them to begin, you know, like with retail arbitrage, or to begin, you know, very simply like going to thrift stores, you know, and books are a great way to start because they teach you how to analyze buys and teach you how to pick the right product. Whereas when you start private labeling, there's more cost involved. And so, you know, like if it's somebody who's new, who's never sold on Amazon before, the absolute best way to learn is to start with what they call retail arbitrage. And that's where you go to a store like a Walmart or a Target. And now they have great software out where on your phone, you can like scan the barcode and it'll you know, show exactly what that product is selling for on Amazon. So you already know what you're going to be able to buy it for at Walmart. And then it'll calculate what fees Amazon will take out. So you'll be able to know if you're going to make a profit or not. And so it's a really good way to learn the Amazon system, to learn the Amazon catalog, and to figure out, you know, how to become a reseller on Amazon before having to go in really deep, which sometimes with private label products, you need to invest, you know, $3,000 to $4,000 just for one product.
I think that's great advice there. I appreciate you breaking all that down because I actually do the retail thing, you know, myself. And it is something that you can get your feet wet, start with, you know, as little as $200, even less, really. And once you know the system, then you could up your game into what you're doing with the private label.
Right.
So let's go into this then. So do you mind sharing? You don't have to tell me your exact product, but, you know, go into how you decided to pick your first product and just kind of the steps you took to get it over to Amazon at that point.
Sure. So, yeah, I like to tell people kind of the history again. So I started with thrift stores, you know, with books. And my first month, you know, I had like about, I don't know, $200 worth of sales. But then each month, in fact, you know, I'm going on, this is like month 26 right now. Mm-hmm. Every month I've increased sales. So month over month sales have increased. But again, my first couple months, you know, it was like 200 or 400, 600. And so right now I just finished February and I think I had like $88,000 or $89,000 in sales
for that month.
Yeah, just for February.
That's insane. I just got to interrupt you for a second because prior to that, you and I are actually in a Facebook group together, and you shared a post in there where your sales for the month prior to that, I think, were at like $66,000. I'm like, oh my god, this is just blowing up right now.
Yeah,
so that's excellent.
So every year it's definitely growing, and that's awesome. But I think that's a good way to think about it because a lot of people, like when I share my numbers of where I'm at right now, they don't understand how far I've come. And so like as an Amazon seller who maybe is just starting, I mean, you're going to have a 2 or 3 or 4 months, you know, where you're only going to be making maybe $500, $600 a month. And like when I toss out a number like 89,000, I'm talking about gross sales, right? And so, you know, a lot of times those numbers can be deceiving. Somebody told me once, you know, they talked to someone who does like Google ads or something, you know, and he did like 100 million in sales, but it cost them like 101 million.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Operating in the red.
Exactly. So he actually lost money. So, you know, when someone throws out a gross number, it doesn't really mean much. You know, what I found like especially on my private label products, I'm averaging about 25 to 30% profit. Now that's net profit.
All right.
So, you know, you could figure that out on a number like 89,000.
That's a beautiful thing right there though.
Yeah. Definitely. You know, and the reason why I've moved into private label product. So here's the deal with retail, you do it. And there are a number of Amazon sellers who just do retail arbitrage and online arbitrage. So they basically, all they do is buy like name brand stuff like Nerf guns or Monster High dials, you know, or maybe something in a kitchen category that's a name brand from a big box store, and they just flip it on Amazon and they do really well. I know some sellers that are $1 million sellers and that's all they're doing.
Wow.
And so it's a lot of hustle and it's the competition is fierce. Because, you know, the way Amazon works is you only get to sell if you're in the buy box. And so, you know, like there may be a product that's popular, like a certain Nerf gun, where there may be 100 sellers on there. And so all of you are fighting basically for price because bottom line, the buy box is kind of given to the price. And so that buy box is rotating between all those other sellers. And so what I started to see is, like, I would purchase, you know, a Monster High doll at Toys R Us. I would get it home. By the time I got it sent into Amazon, so many other sellers had jumped on that listing and drove the price down, right? And so it was like the race to the bottom. And so that's why I started to go toward private labeling, because when you private label, when you have your own branded product, you basically control that listing and you're the only seller. So you have the buy box 100% of the time, which means you get 100% of the sales. Does that make sense?
Tons of sense. And very limited competition when you're creating your own product at this point.
Correct.
Awesome. Yes.
And so, you know, a year ago, I saw that as I knew that that's where I wanted my business to be. I feel like, you know, to really scale and grow big, it is the best way, you know, as far as selling on Amazon. And, you know, the ultimate goal of private labeling is that you would actually be able to create your own website, you know, and somehow once you create brand awareness, and I actually have one brand, I have 18 different SKUs. So 18 separate items that sell on Amazon, and they all fall under the umbrella of one brand. And it's growing. It's has a lot of repeat customers. So, you know, my ultimate goal would be to create my own website and to be able to drive traffic to that. Because, you know, Amazon's an amazing platform, and it is the best platform. I mean, there are some third-party sellers on there, like you and I, who are doing like hundreds of millions of dollars every year.
So the possibilities are really endless. I mean, you can grow as big as you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
But the bad thing is it can be dangerous, because at any time, Amazon can kick you off too. You know,
so that's why you want to build your own site as well to protect your brand.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. Now, you know, the deal is, though, Amazon are, that's where the customers are at. Right. And so, you know, you got to go there. But in the past, eBay was a great platform, and maybe eBay will make a comeback. And there are some sellers that still sell on eBay and they do really well. But by far, Amazon is dominating the marketplace. And, you know, with most people, when they think about a product they're going to order online, the first place they go to is Amazon.
Yeah, that's great. I agree 100% with you on that. Let's throw out an example out there. Let's say I want to do a water bottle, my own line of water bottles. How do I do this?
Okay. So my philosophy is to import product. I think right now you can get most products still cheaper, you know, whether it's China or India or Pakistan, then you can get it manufactured in the U.S. Now, there are some products you may be able to get manufactured in the U.S. cheaper, but overall, I think you're going to do best by importing a product. And so if you're going to do something like a water bottle, here's a couple things that I always tell people. Number one, you want to try to pick a product that has limited competition. And so if you're thinking about a water bottle, what I do is I go to Amazon and I'm going to type in that search bar, you know, whatever you're thinking about private labeling. And so if I type that in and I see there are like 50 other listings, you know, of a similar item, and they're all private labeled, then I'm probably not going to try to bring that product to market. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because it's similar to, you know, if you're doing retail arb and there's 100 sellers on it. If, you know, if there's that many listings already of a similar item, I'm going to move on to the next item.
Okay.
And so, but here's the thing, my philosophy on bringing products to private label, to the Amazon catalog, is I only want to bring items that are already selling. So I do want to see a product that I'm going to private label. I do want to see it already selling on Amazon, because Amazon, you know, they, for right now anyway, they give us the rank on products, which there's not very many sites that do that. And who knows how long Amazon will continue to give us that. But as sellers, that tells us, you know, gives us a pretty good idea of how many units, you know, that seller may be, you know, pushing through every day. And so, and again, if you're a new Amazon seller, every product that's sold on Amazon, Amazon gives it a rank in a various category. So if you're selling in the toy category, maybe you have a rank of 500 on that product and it shows it on the product page. And if you have a rank of 500 in the toy category, that means you have a very fast selling toy. Am I still with you? You still with me?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about rank a little bit. What you find a product that there's, let's say, under 20 sellers on. Next, we want to check the rank then. What rank do we want to be in?
Well, every category is different.
Okay.
And this is where it has to come with experience. Because like rank is not, it doesn't stay the same. It's always moving, right? But there are some tools like Camel or Keepa.com where you can like put the product in and it'll show you, give you historical perspective, like on what the rank has been for the past year, what the sales price has been for the past year. And so then, you know, that gives you the knowledge to know if this is a product that has been selling at, say, $29 for the past year, and it's also remained like at right around 500 rank, then you know that that's a great history, you know, for that product and that people are searching for it. Because here's the key. When you private label, when you bring a product to the Amazon marketplace, the key is people have to be putting the keywords that are related to that product into the Amazon search bar every day, or your product's not going to sell. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And so you know, that's like the number one thing. You want to bring a product that consumers, that Amazon customers are putting in the Amazon search bar and looking for. You know, well, then the second thing is, well, how do you figure that out? You find products that are already selling at good ranks. And then you look at the historical perspective on how long they've been selling at those ranks and what the price is. So once I find a product that's like that, and I see that it can be private labeled, then that's the product that I'm going to start doing more research on. I want to make sure it's not like brand driven. You know, maybe it's a product and it's selling really well just because it's a brand name product.
Okay. Yep. You know?
And so I want to stay away from those. But if I see, and on Amazon, there are thousands of them. If I see that there's already somebody like me who's kind of put a generic brand name on the product and it's selling really well, then that's a product that I want to import and I want to put on there to try to compete with that seller.
No, that's awesome. So you got it limited or knocked down to the product you want to move forward on. And now you have to go after the manufacturers to put this together for you.
Yes.
Yep. All right.
So the next step then is, you know what it's already selling for on Amazon. Now you want to know what price you can purchase it for from the manufacturer. And, you know, this is like the second probably biggest key is it's all about the margin. And so, you know, again, take a product, maybe it's selling for $29 on Amazon. Then for me, I do all my importing from Alibaba, or that's where I find all my manufacturers. And so I want to look for a manufacturer that can make this product and I want to see what I can get it for. And you know, maybe it's a product I can buy for $5, you know, and by the time I add shipping and, you know, whatever customization I need to do to it, maybe I can land it into the Amazon warehouse for $10. Well, right there, I know that that's a home run product. If I can land it for 10 and it's selling for 30, then that's a product that I want to private label.
If you want to go into that a little bit there, we got so you buying it for 10. It sells consistently for $29. After Amazon fees, what do you expect to profit on something like that?
Well, Amazon, you know, generally, and you can take this same thing for the like retail arb, you want to hit that like 3x rule. So you want to, you know, if you're buying it for 10, you want to be able to sell it for 30.
Okay.
Which basically means, you know, when you sell it for 30, 10 is paying for what you paid for it. Amazon gets 10 and then you profit 10.
Nice. So that'd be 100% return product for you there if you land it right. Beautiful.
For the most part, you know, if you hit a product at that 3x rule, you're getting, you know, yeah, 100%.
All right. So you ship the product over to Amazon at that point, you found your winner. And then how are you driving traffic to your product?
Yeah. So there's a couple different ways. What I'm learning more and more, and again, like Amazon could change this, you know, at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, what you can do is when you get your product into the Amazon warehouse, then you can do what's called like a launch, which basically means you can use promo codes through your Amazon account and give them away. And when you do that, the rank on your product is all based on past sales. And so I just actually brought a new product to market on Saturday. It had no rank, had never sold before. I launched it. I gave away 75 units. And within 3 days, it went from nowhere in search to right now it's actually on the first page of search.
Oh, that's great.
In its given category. And this product actually has a lot of competition, but there's such demand for it. I felt comfortable in bringing it to the market. But yeah, so I launched it. Now, you know, when I say I gave away 75 units, how much money do you think that cost me?
That's what I was just about to ask you.
Well, to give away 75 units of this product, it cost me over $1,000.
Wow. Okay.
And so, you know, that's like another piece that I tell people, you know, and this is where I say you have to be able to have some money that you're willing to invest when you private label. So I'm willing to give away $1,000 worth, which I consider advertising costs.
Mm-hmm.
But in doing that, then it generates that sales velocity, which then lands my product on the first page of search. And so if people are putting that search term in the Amazon search bar, and here's the thing. So my product now is on that first page. If the quality of my product is the same as my competitors on that first page, then I will remain on that first page. So if I'm competing with quality and I'm competing with price, then my product will organically now stay on that first page. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, spending $1,000 is well worth it to remain on that first page because you're just bringing in product at that point.
Right. And so, you know, I had to spend $1,000. I had to spend, you know, money in getting it shipped here. But now that I'm on the first page, I'll net with this product. And this is probably the lowest, my lowest expectation is I'm going to net between $1,500 and $2,000 a month just with this product.
So on month one, all your money's coming back, most likely.
Right.
Beautiful.
Exactly. Yep.
That's great. Well, you already gave us a whole seminar right there, and I appreciate that. But I know you have a coaching program as well. Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah, so it's actually a course. We just did a first one, and I co-teach it with another seller named Maggie Cuson. She's actually the one who taught me how to import and how to private label. So, you know, just a year ago, she showed me like how to source from Alibaba. Prior to that, I wouldn't touch Alibaba because I had heard stories. Now, this was before Alibaba's like IPO. So it was still kind of mysterious, you know, really only sellers who were very forward thinking, you know, were using Alibaba even like a year ago. And heard a lot of rumors, you know, that you could send your money and you get scammed. You know, like people would say they're manufacturers and it would just be like an empty field.
Yeah, I think you know, and I could both share stories on Alibaba old horror stories there.
Yeah, yeah. And so like one of the you know, tricks that I heard, you know, is like if you're dealing with the Alibaba manufacturer, you have to Google Earth their address
okay.
to make sure there's like an actual factory there.
Gotcha.
You know, it's definitely gotten a lot better since those days. And so Maggie, you know, said, you know, she was already importing product. She convinced me, you know, and kind of held my hand through the process. And so, yeah, that's what I've been doing now for the last year. Definitely all in. Like I said, I'm averaging now between 80 and 90,000 a month. And that's just with my private label products. And so we both started a course. We did the first course. We launched at the beginning of January, so we're in week 10 or week 11 right now, and then we're doing our second course beginning in May. And basically, you know, we just kind of show you in a nutshell what I just, you know, told you, like for in a half hour,
mm-hmm.
but we spread it out over 12 weeks.
Okay.
And like in this first course, like I've launched two products, and I've basically walk the group through step by step my process from when I first sourced the product to how I customized the product to how I had the labels done, how I came up with the logo, how I shipped the product, you know, how I landed it in the Amazon warehouse, how I launched it, you know, so they were able to see up close, you know, exactly how to do it. And that's what we'll be doing in the second course as well.
So throughout your course there, you basically dumb everything down so anybody could follow these simple steps and take action and start their own private label business.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's funny because even like in our course, you know, we're going on week 10 or week 11. I think the biggest hurdle that people still have and the biggest challenge they have to come over is just the belief that once you get it into the Amazon warehouse, it's going to sell.
All right.
And so it really is like until you get your first product in there. And again, it goes back to research. You got to make sure you're picking a product that people are searching for. But people still have this fear that they're going to spend like $4,000 on a product. They'll land it in the warehouse. They'll do a launch. And then like no organic sales will begin, you know? And that's like, that's still the biggest hurdle. And that's like the thing that I try to do the most is just convince people like, look, it works. I can show you. You know, and that's what we did in the course. Look, here's my product. It didn't exist before. Now it's in. We did a launch, you know, and I'm netting $1,000 a month on it.
No, that's great. And it's, you know, it goes back to the buy too. You know, as long as you're buying something right at the right price, it'll always sell, you know, at least in my opinion.
Right.
If you're not overpaying, you could always fire sell something, get your money back, and then regroup, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the margin. You know, if your margins are good, look at your competitors. And if you have to cut it down to the lowest possible price, are you still going to break even, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Now, I got a funny story about your course there. We actually have a mutual friend in Nick Loper, and you were on his side hustle show. And yes. I was listening to your interview on there, and you had a call to action for your course. And you said, I believe it was 200 members, and the program was at that time was $500. And you said, I have a couple spots left. And in my head, I'm like, ah, that's a call to action. He has plenty of spots left. And I went to sign up. It was like 3 days later after I listened to the show and the doors were closed on me. I was like, oh my gosh, you sold out that many spots already?
Right.
So, I mean, congratulations. That is awesome that you did that.
Yep. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And my partner, she's a lot better than me. She's not like, she doesn't like being out in the public. She's kind of more behind the scenes.
Okay.
But she's phenomenal. So, yeah, we're really pleased like with the first course so far. We haven't heard one negative comment. Like there hasn't been one person, you know, that said, man, I can't believe, you know, I spent this, you know, amount of money. They're all extremely appreciative for the value that I think that we've been able to deliver, which we're happy about. And I think we'll be able to do the same thing for the May class.
That's great. And then what can we expect price wise? Are the doors open now?
Yep. And so, yeah, you can sign up now. It's a same price, $497. And that's for 12 weeks. And we basically do a live webinar every week in addition to pre-recorded videos. We call them jumpstart videos that we put in the group right at the very beginning.
Oh, that's great. So I appreciate your time tonight. You shared a wealth of knowledge with us. Where can the listeners connect with you?
You know, Facebook is the best way. If you just look up Andy Slammons, you know, and just send me a message. The landing page for the course, it's a weird name. It's my last name is Slammons. So the landing page for the course is Slamazon. That's Slamazon, S-L-A-M-Z-O-N, privatelabel.com. So if you're interested in the course, you can go there and sign up. But other than that, just search me on Facebook, search Andy Slammons. And, you know, if you have questions or anything, Maggie or I, you know, we're in a lot of different Facebook groups and, you know, we're more than willing to help you out or answer any questions.
Man, that's so great. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
All right. Thanks. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at MichaelAlder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody. Thanks, and let's take action today.